from a lovely album by The Living Strings and two pianos and My Silent Love, of course. That's the title of the album, by the way. Over KNX 1070 on your AM dial, 93.1 on your FM dial, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.
How do you ask for wine in French?
Teitel Europa.
And how do you ask for wine in German?
A wonderful, a wonderful.
Teitel Europa.
And how do you ask for it in Italian?
Teitel Europa.
And in Spanish?
Teitel Europa.
That's all the same.
Yes, but wines aren't all the same. Teitel Europa wines are the choice wines of Europe.
Good luck with your mouth!
You see, Jesse Teitel, one of the world's foremost wine authorities, personally selects wines on the spot at the finest vineyards in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain.
Imagine that.
That's why each Teitel Europa wine is a rewarding experience. And down-to-earth pricing adds delight to every glassful.
Yeah.
Magnifique.
Mm-hmm. Wunderbar. Mm-hmm.
Bellissima.
Deliciosa.
Teitel Selected Europa Wines. How would you say that in English?
Great.
Monarch Importers, New York.
Yes, Monarch Importers. By the way, Jesse Teitel is the gentleman in charge of that there. A woman just called to say that she saw your performance narrating Moses at the Music Center.
That's right, last week.
She said you were just marvelous.
Well, thank her.
Just to throw that in there. Another woman called and said her daughter is listening. She is a Beatle fan. And she saw a movie that you starred with Jane Asher?
Yes,
Who now is going with one of the Beatles?
With Paul, that's right. I know all the Beatles. They're really charming fellows, and they really have England, you know. And now the United States, they're fantastic.
She wanted to know, is Jane Asher married to one of the Beatles?
Well, there's some question about that, and I'm not sure I know the answer. But they certainly are going together, as the expression goes.
Yes. Vincent, you surprise me no end with your knowledge of such diverse things as... art and the Beatles. I mean, do you have a teenager as a child?
No, I have a grown son and a little tiny girl, but I think that everybody should be up on what's current. I think the Beatles are very much a part of our civilization.
You don't like their music, though.
Well, it reminds me of hillbilly music down in Missouri, but... It still is pretty good, and it's got a great beat.
Well, it's amazing how the things have changed. What we used to refer to as hillbilly music, and if you liked it, you were a square.
That's right.
Now, if you don't like it, you're a square.
Yes.
You got to keep up with these things. Incidentally, Vincent wanted to mention a show that opens next week at the Valley Music Theater, which you aren't in, but you wanted to mention.
Yeah, because the gal who's playing in it is one of my really great favorites. Is Giselle McKenzie. Mm. And she's doing Addie Mame, which is, I think, one of the funniest plays ever to be seen.
Have you ever done Annie Mame?
No, never have played in it. I don't think there's a part for me.
Well,
Peter Pan Peanut Butter's award to a good as gold mother.
I don't know, Vincent.
Today's winner, Mrs. Joyce Grill. When Mrs. Grill found out that Peter Pan Peanut Butter stays fresh and moist to the bottom of the jar, she said...
Oh, isn't that nice?
But Mrs. Grill has the kind of kids who say things like...
Oh, yeah.
And...
Na-na-na-na-na.
You know the kind of kids. And you know you never can get all the peanut butter off the bottom of the jar, no matter how much you scrape. So when Mrs. Grill would say...
Here we are at the bottom of the jar. Isn't the Peter Pan fresh and moist?
Her kids would say...
Oh, yeah.
And...
Na-na-na-na-na.
Because there was always some peanut butter left, and she couldn't ever prove that it stays fresh to the very, very, very bottom. So Mrs. Grill did the only thing a mother could do. She took her kids and tanned their bottoms until they weren't fresh anymore.
Remember, that's Peter Pan Peanut Butter, and it's no connection with the Peter Pan that Vincent Price is playing, along with Janet Blair out at the Valley Music Theater.
Is that you, Bobby?
Yes, it is, Mother.
Mother's in the living room.
I know, Mother. Sydney Omar's going to do my astrological forecast
are, honey.
In a moment. Yes.
Did you wipe your feet?
Yes, I did, Mother.
All of them?
Yeah. Yes, Mother.
Let Beneficial put cash in your pocket today.
To buy the things you want and clean your bills up too. Get cash and get it fast.
It's so convenient.
The Beneficial way. So just remember to let Beneficial put cash in your pocket. Cash in your pocket today.
That's it. Beneficial Finance Company will come to your rescue. What with tomorrow being the 15th of... of the month, you're going to need income tax money.
Oh, that's cute.
No, I know. It's a timely thing I say there. And of course, if you need money to pay your income taxes, just get in touch with Beneficial Finance today. They have 100 offices in the Los Angeles area. Just look in the white pages of your phone book for the office nearest to you, whether it's income tax money or school clothes that need paying for or any last-minute bills, anything at all. Beneficial has got the money for you. Now, Vincent Price, our guest, presently appearing with Janet Blair and Peter Pan at the Valley Music Theater, also in movies and stage and Music Center and Sears, and Sidney Omar, who's got a book out. What is the book's title, Sidney?
My World of Astrology.
Gee, Vincent's sounding or Sidney's sounding like Vincent now.
I've got to give him a plug. It's
yes.
A beautiful book.
Well, now, the book is quite an extensive book. What does this tell? Your
yes,
life?
Yes, I tried to make it autobiographical, tell what happens to a young man who's basically a newsman who goes into this subject, and also the final part of the book is the instructional part, enabling persons to study the subject.
Now,
of course, Bob, since you're giving credits, don't forget Borderline, because that's the most exciting project, this magazine of mine, which is a bi-monthly and has been doing very well.
Yeah. Sidney, by the way, made a prediction about the late President Kennedy, which he is not proud of, the fact that he made the prediction. But why did you once say that the president was going to be assassinated?
Well, I think most astrologers are aware of the fact that when Jupiter and Saturn are in conjunction, which is every 20 years, a man elected president does not finish out his term. As a matter of fact, while I was in the service and became the only astrologer ever given full-time duty as an astrologer, that was on Okinawa with Armed Forces Radio Service. I predicted, of course, because Roosevelt had been elected during the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, that he would not only win the third term, but win the fourth term and would eventually die in office. The same thing happened when President Kennedy was elected in 1960. But the eerie part of the thing, I had taken a leave of absence from CBS News here and gone to Portugal for some reason or other, and came back just in time to be in charge of the newsroom on the desk when the president was shot. So I had my mind filled with two things, doing the immediate duty and realizing that this thing had occurred as we had known it would. But why it happens that way, we don't know, except that it's a cycle that can be measured, and to ignore it is to ignore a part of a, you know, fact of life.
All right, Sidney, now, July 13th is my birth date, and you put down in your thing here, I'd make an excellent humorist, but when things are not going just right, I'm inclined to nervousness, brooding, self-suspicion, doubt, envy, nail-biting, and even a persecution complex. That makes me sound like a pretty much of a nut. Well, why do you laugh? Why do you think that?
I tried to explain the book. It's based on the position of the moon in your chart, but we don't want to get, too technical. Yeah. I also say, Bob, because you're not being very kind to yourself, I say that he is articulate, seldom at a loss for words.
Yes, but you say I spread myself too thin, at times attracting unusual friends and becoming involved in absurd causes.
Absurd causes? Well, you have Vincent Price and Sidney Omar on your show.
You're right.
I wonder if his teeth grow long at the full moon.
Yes. It says I have a tendency to be superficial and flashy rather than thorough and knowledgeable. What kind of junk is that?
That would be one of your negative tendencies, Bob.
Well, I mean, you go negative all the way down here. It says that in 3 years, I'm going to be...
popular and high-priced performer.
Yeah, but I'll be...
you'll be in the production end of the business. I really believe that.
You'll be selling tickets at Grohmann's. That's what
I'll be playing Andy Mame. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that... No, that's not nice. Now, come on.
Hey, group, we're going to do a commercial. A commercial you can dance to. Yeah! Spread out!
Now take some telephone books and you'll really be locking in. While you're dancing, now watch you see the frug and the swim. Kellogg's horn flakes are moving flakes of corn. These hip corn flakes are so big, crisp, and hearty that every time you crunch them, you're having a party. They're swinging, crunching, of flakes of corn. The coolest way to start your morning. Grab some corn flakes and start your day with a beat. Breakfast or a real cool satire treat. Cause Kellogg's corn flakes are moving place of corn.
That's it. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, of course, keeping up with the Beatles and the sound. And as Vincent says, you got to go with the trend. And that's the trend now, to scream at you, I guess. Remember, Kellogg's does make a good product. They may make loud commercials, but a good product. A woman just called with a logical question, wants to know when the Sears collection of your art will be in town again, Vincent.
Well, it'll be out at Buena Park on the 21st of April.
Will it be out in the valley at...
The 28th of April, as a matter of fact.
Is it going to be out at the valley at any time?
It's already been out there, so it'll be back in about 6 months, all out right, at Canoka fine. Park.
Vincent Price, we do want to thank you for coming in and being our guest, and good luck with Peter Pan at the Valley Music Theater.
Thanks
this
a million, Bob.
You're marvelous. And Sydney, good luck with your book, My World of Astrology.
Thank you, Bob.
And thank you
much.
For your forecast here. I think you're crazy, but...
Nah.
0-5, 4, 3... At General Motors Proving Ground, a rocket fires. Thrust pushes against the side of a GM car, tries to push it off the track. That's one way General Motors tests cars for crosswind stability. Rockets simulate those crosswinds, winds stronger than you're likely to come up against. And again. Results as before, minimum steering correction, maximum road-hugging stability. Using rockets to test cars is just one of the many tests made around the clock, around the calendar, around the country.
That's right, around, all around your car with General Motors. And remember, when you're looking for a finer car, look for General Motors. Incidentally, we'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll have Stanley Black and comedian Davey Bold as our guest. Until then, this is Bob Crane saying goodbye.